talking footy. This is Saturday Morning of the Football on 882 6PR.
Yeah, and let's get inside the Dockers camp with Simon Eastor. G'day, Simon. Welcome to the program, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Carl.
How's the feeling?
Yeah, it's, Brisbane's a lovely place to be in winter, so we're looking forward to the opportunity today to get ourselves back into that winning form that we've had previously.
Going as is, Simon, no late changes?
At this stage, no late changes. Brendan Cox will quite make his debut. At this stage, we all know anything can happen in the 2-3 hours before a game, but at this stage, no changes, and it's really exciting. We've got a young debutant in Brendan Cox coming into the side, who has progressively built his game over the course of the season so far with Peel, and you know, he's got some attributes that are going to hold him in good stead for the future.
Simon, Kim Hagdorn here. So bring in Brendan Cox and Sam Collins for his first game this season, leaving out Matt Taberner. Does that indicate possibly even that Brendan Cox might have to play a bit forward with no Taberner?
Yeah, that's certainly on the cards. He's played both ends of the ground all year with Peel, and it's been an emphasis with him to build his game and have some versatility in what he does, because he's got quite a athletic potential there to do that at both ends. So as part of his development curve, like a lot of them, we tend to play them in a few different positions to build some capacity into them.
So who's going to be your backup fill-in pinch hitter in the ruck today with no Taberner to support Johnny Griffin?
So I think, as we've seen previously, when we haven't gone with Taberner in the side with Aaron, we've used Michael Johnson at times. Okay. Brendan Cox has rucked as well, and Sam Collins has even rucked with Peel as well. So the good thing is we've got some versatility in the team that can play at both ends and through the middle.
Does Connor Blakely go to one of the Danes today?
Well, Connor, I think he's had that form through the course of the year playing on somebody, so he'll certainly have a task today. But he's a young player who's still developing that defensive side of his game, and he's had some really strong performances, and other ones where he needs to continue to learn from playing against some of the best players in the competition. So, Brisbane's midfield have certainly got plenty of class through there, and the two Danes are two of those. But certainly players to watch today.
How do you go about getting a tighter start from your guys today? Your first quarter starts have been a concern, and particularly with the way you've turned over possession and conceded the ball to opposition. How do you get a tighter start today?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's been, I think Ross touched on it earlier in the week, we really need to build our game a bit more instead of trying to rip and tear and come away with a first quarter of kicking 6-7 goals, and really sort of build some momentum rather than try to start with going too flat out. So if we can maintain a lot more possession of the football and build it a bit more, I think we give ourselves a greater chance than trying to go too quick and, as you said, turning the ball over and giving the opposition some easy opportunities.
Can you just help me with one back onto last week? How was it that Nathan Fyfe ended up doing some ruck work in that last quarter against Collingwood last week? And both Griffin and Taberner on the bench. Is that Nathan's call, or did you just get caught out there somehow?
It was sort of a call to try and change things up a little bit for that stage of the game. It was pretty close, and with Nathan's run and ability through the midfield, it could have given us a little kick along. But as you said, it was only for a couple of minutes, and I didn't have to really review too much ruck work with Nathan during the course of the week, because we haven't seen him in there too often.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks for your time this morning. We're out of time. We'll let you get back to it. Cheers.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks,
Simon. Good on you, Simon Eastor, here on Saturday morning at the footy.